The sound there of the congregation coming. The sound there of the congregation of the Church of St. Little Bodies, where today...
And Isaiah said unto the Pharisees, would some power the gifty Gaius to see ourselves as others see us? Isaiah chapter 67, verse 14. And he blessed them, and peace reigned over the land of Judea. Amen. Over to you, Mike.
Well, thanks very much, Mike. Reverend Mike, I should say. We'll hear from you again a little later on. But right now it's time to get the fun rolling with another edition of our Sunday show, God Alone Knows. Yes, thank you. That's the sound of Nigel Pry there on the organ. Seems to be getting better. Yes, a very good Sunday morning to you all. All the usual hymns, prayers and dedications and the lines to God will be open for the next half hour. So
485-6242.
Yep, that's the number to ring if you
want.
That's the number
one,
to... That's the number of the ring if you want to get through. And today's show is, as always, presented by the Right Reverend, Reverend Wright. Over to you, Rev.
Thank you, Mike. Lots of fun, as always, and one or two religious bits, but not too many, honestly, so please don't turn off. A few reflections on the nature of faith, the working of miracles, and how best to prepare your Sunday roast. And with me, helping me to host the show, as it were, you see, we do have a sense of humour, several of the radioactive jocks.
We've got fashion, a look at what priests wear under their cassocks. We'll show you how to lose weight without losing your faith, and we look at the relative benefits of the Cambridge diet and Luther's diet of worms.
Yes, indeed, so don't turn off, kids. Well, as always, we like to start God Alone Knows off with a suitable piece of music, and I've had a charming letter from Betty Hope in Bath, who's asked for a hymn that her dear old mother used to sing all the time, even after she was bedridden. Well, it's a lovely hymn, Mrs. Hope, but I'm afraid it's hardly suitable for a modern religious show like this one, so here instead for you is the fabulous sound of Felicity Trod on the Cat.
Just another ordinary band, just as bland as Duran Duran. Oh, wham, but we've got something special, something special to keep them coming back. I wear it on my head, and it's full and round and black. Yeah. The curious bob I wear on top is the second biggest Mr. Tin Pop. With my double barrel name, I sound like I'm in Manson. But that back to front black hat makes me look like Frank Spencer. Why do I wear that hat? Curiosity killed the cat. I take my hat off sometimes. I don't wear it in bed, but now my cat is dead.
Poor Tiddles.
I can wear Tiddles on my head. Yo, in bed.
Some super pop music there, getting the show off to a jolly nice start. Well, we can now rejoin the Reverend Michael Dunkley for this morning's service as we go over once again to Stamford Chumley and the charmingly peaceful Church of St. Little Bodies.
Hot dog, get your ready t-shirts. Here we go, get your ready t-shirts.
Yes, all right, settle down. Yes, all right.
Get your t-shirts.
Will you please all be quiet and be seated?
Thank you. Welcome again to the Church of St. Little Bodies. Firstly, let me say how splendid it is to see such a good attendance today. an attendance that I'm sure has nothing to do with the fact that a radio station is broadcasting the service.
Hello, Mum! I'll say hello to someone.
No, you can't. To start by saying that in our service today, God will be speaking to us here. Will we hear him? Probably not if we're wearing Sony Walkmans like the two girls in the front row. Will you take them off, please? Thank you. Well, since most of you seem to be here for the singing, let us move on to the first of today's hymns, For Those in Peril on the Sea. Yes, thank you, Mrs. Oakenshaw. Thank
Rita
you.
Rita Oakenshaw, available for private parties and bar mitzvahs, organs of speciality.
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Oakenshaw. Well, never mind. I'm afraid that today's act of worship has been ruined by the shameful desire of everyone here to show off on the radio. I've no choice but to abandon the service and ask you all to leave.
Oh.
But before you go, I'd like, if I may, to do a few impersonations. Mrs. Oakenshaw!
In the next half hour, anything goes, 'cause what's coming up, God alone knows, God alone knows.
Yesterday in the charming village of Stamford Chumley, several of our radioactive disc jockeys helped some of the locals organise their church fete. And, as you might expect, we now have a few apologies to make.
Firstly, apologies to Mrs. Burnett, who made her way, following Nigel Pry's road sign, from her home in Suffolk to the jumble sale in Sussex via North Wales and parts of the Scottish Lowlands.
And apologies to a Mr. Chisholm, the winner of our Guess the Weight of the Cake competition. The cake he won had, as he suspected, been made by Nigel Pry, who somewhat rashly in retrospect chose to decorate the cake with ball bearings for added weight. Our apologies go to the Chisholm family for the stomach disorders and to the family cat, sadly shot in his sleep when Mr. Chisholm broke wind.
Get down and boogie, have fun tonight with the very, very reverend. Oh, so very reverend, we're talking reverend. Healthy is reverend, right, reverend, right.
Lovely, lovely. Well, with us as a special guest this morning is someone you probably best know as the lead guitarist of Trouser Experience. Scabby Danger.
Yeah. Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Scabby. I expect it's rather early for you to get up.
No, I haven't been to bed yet.
Well, now, many people think of Scabby as something of a wild man of rock. He's famous, for instance, for sleeping with hundreds of underage girls and taking over 175 types of illegal narcotics. But he's also a man of God.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So, Scabby, do you go to church?
Well, no, I don't believe in organised religion as such, but I have my own way of praying.
And what's that?
Lying under a table with a bottle of special brew.
And, of course, that's just as valid as any other way, isn't it? Tell me, do you think that in some way through the drugs you came to meet God?
No. Through the drugs, I came to meet a giant cocktail onion called Samantha. And later, an officer from the Metropolitan Drug Squad called Kevin.
You've always had your religion to fall back on, haven't you?
Well, I've always had the floor to fall back on. You know, God, he's there behind me as well.
He's yeah. there behind you on the floor, cushioning the fall, isn't he? Ready to say, ouch, that hurt a bit, but fall on me any time, Scabby.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Scabby has come along today because he's just composed a beautiful new work, and we can just hear an extract from that now. That's lovely, isn't it?
Everybody's singing, all the bells are ringing, everybody's swinging, the show, our show's getting ready to race.
Well, as well as the church fete, all the radioactive jockey men have been helping the people of Stamford Chumley in raising money for the Steeple Fund. And as a result, in particular of Martin Brown's efforts, they are now apparently also launching a nave fund and new window fund. And right now, I believe we can go over and join Martin. Oh, yes, indeed. I am indeed here in the parish church of Stamford Chumley, and with me is the warden of the church, Mr. Clifford Halliwell. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Now, this is not a new church, is it?
No.
No, no. Is it 18th century, Clifford?
No, it's Norman, in fact.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it 18th century, Norman?
Church is Norman.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, Clifford, how did you come to call the church Norman?
I didn't call the church Norman.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, silly me. It was probably called Norman hundreds of years ago. Possibly by the Normans, who knows?
This is the church of St. Littlebodies.
St. Littlebodies, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Norman little bodies, yes. Sounds rather like a circus midget, doesn't it? That's enough about churches, I think. Now, Clifford, you're the warden here, yes?
Yes.
Yes, and how many animals do you have to look after?
I'm a church warden.
Yes.
Not a game warden.
No, obviously, no. But, how many animals do you have to look after?
I don't look after any animals.
No, but, could you say that you do?
Why?
otherwise, I can't link into the song I've chosen to sing. I'll have to ask you more about the churches.
Yes, all right. Yes, I look after animals.
Oh, and, of course, you talk to them, don't you?
No.
Yes.
Yes, whatever. Just don't let's go through all that bit again about the Normans again.
Oh, yes. Well, I wish I could talk to the animals like you do, Clifford. Oh, and you know, that leads me nicely into the song, which I'm going to sing now, especially for Clifford. If I could talk to the animals.
If I could talk to the animals. Oh, what fun we'd have talking to the hunters and monkeys.
Sorry. Lovely. I've not heard that hymn before. Well, one of the hymns that we sing most often here on God Alone Knows is the ever-popular O Drop Kick Me Jesus Through the Goalposts of Life. And with the football season well underway, it seems particularly appropriate that we should consider the world as a football pitch, Jesus as a centre-forward, and ourselves as his ball. Because whenever we're in the thick of things, whenever we're battling away in the goal mouth of life, what we're really waiting for is Jesus to thwack us round the head with a size 10 football boot and send us hurtling towards an 8-foot steel crossbar. Aren't we? Of course, a lot of people say, Vicar, life's nothing like a football match. You're a doddery old windbag who doesn't know what he's talking about, and you should have retired years ago. But they're the doubters. They're the non-believers. And I'm reminded of the story of the fisherman and the goat. Very funny story. Quite unsuitable for a programme like this. Anyway, that's all from me. Let's go over now and join one of the radioactive jockey people.
Well, we've heard quite a bit recently about the controversial American evangelist Jim Phibbs, who launched a television appeal called Give Me $5 Million by Tuesday or I'll Get God to Give Your Family Bubonic Plague. And last week, he was found in flagrante with a 20-year-old model who he claimed he was interviewing for a possible position as a missionary. An explanation which was at least partially believed.
This is Mike Flex welcoming you to another one of my master quizzes.
Mike Flex presents his master quiz.
Yes, welcome once again to our regular Sunday morning quiz, which I'm sure you know by now is called A Question of God.
A Question of God!
That's right. Each team consists of two sportsmen with a religious expert as captain, and captaining Team A is the Bishop of Burnley, an expert on St. Paul, and captaining Team F is an expert on the Reformation and the moderator of the Church of the Friends of the Brother of the Second Cousin, twice removed, Graham Henderson. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, Bishop, home or away?
Home,
right. Your home subject, of course, is St. Paul. St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians is one of the most important statements of Christian ethics. How much was the postage?
Oh,
No, I'm afraid I can't accept that. Your answer, in fact, exactly the same as my question. So, over to Team F, everything to play for. Moderator, home or away?
I'd like to go home, please.
No, would you like a question on your specialised subject, the Reformation, or on pop music?
The Reformation.
Surprising, never mind. In 1435, King Henry VIII broke away from the church in Rome.
Yes.
Who recorded I'm Henry VIII I Am?
Faintest idea.
No, it was about Joe Brown. Joe Brown and the Brothers, of course. Now, I can give you a bonus. It could win you the competition. What did he do more than once?
Well, it's not really a religious question, but I know it anyway. The answer is married. He married 6 times.
No, he repeated the words I am in the second line of the song. I am, sir. There you see. Very bad luck. That's the end of the quiz. Nil, nil. As always, see you again next week for a question of God when the Bishop of Liverpool and the Chief Rabbi will be joined by Emlyn Hughes and Frank Bruno.
Can you hear that outside alone? One thing's true, to resurrect you. That's the God alone knows from.
Reverend, what does Sunday mean to you? You know, that's a question that I'm asked barely ever. And I'd like to discuss it with you now. Because Sunday means different things to different people, doesn't it? To some, it means roast lamb and the observer. To others, it means a day of the week that falls between Saturday and Monday. And to those who speak Hungarian, it means liquid gumption. For me, of course, it's roast lamb and the observer every time. And if not the observer, then mint sauce. But that's all by the
Well, we'll just leave the Reverend telling us what Sunday means to him for a minute, because it's a chance to hear the radioactive rep. In fact, it's more than a chance, it's a positive risk. Here they are with a special production with a religious flavour, Murder Up the Rectory.
Isn't it looking lovely?
Yes, look at those flowers. Blooming dahlias, aren't they? Look at those flowers blooming. Dahlias, aren't they?
That's right. Wait a minute. I can hear a car.
Yes. Oh, look, it's revolting. It's Reverend Holting.
Yes.
Hello, everyone.
You seem down in the dumps, Reverend.
Yes, I am.
What's the problem, Reverend?
Call me James.
Right.
Please.
You are James. Right, you are James.
Well, it appears a young man was stabbed 3 times in the rectory. In the rectory gardens. Sometime between the hours of 9 o'clock and lo. 2 and 10.
Were you there around that time, Reginald?
No, I'm afraid you must be mistaken.
But according to the rector, Reginald, you left at around Lotolo. That's around 10 to 10.
Yes. Yes. Well, maybe I did now you mention it. Good Lord, is that the time I'd better be going?
Reginald, come back!
Yes, what is it?
This is Detective Sergeant Butcher.
That's right, I am. Are you Reginald Gormley?
Yes, I'm an inspector. I am inspector.
I suggest you come with me, young man.
Very...
With me, young man.
Very, very well. But before I go... I'd just like to inform you that I've just swallowed poison and will be dead within 2 minutes. 20 minutes.
Oh, no, Reggie! How could you?
There won't be any need for those handcuffs, Inspector. There's no point in handcuffing a dying man.
That was Murder Up the Repertory, a Radioactive Rectory production. You can swap that around in the editing, can't you?
Hello, Apple.
Hello, Pastry.
You know, I think we go really well together, Apple.
So do I, Pastry.
In fact, I think we go so well together, Apple.
Yes, Pastry.
That I think we should have some rampant sex together in our new...
Righto, Pastry.
Oh, right. Yeah, new Apple Turner. Available now from Mr. Coupling.
Now on Cortel, The Hymn Parade, the first ever compilation album of hymns you can boogie to. Twenty great hymns for you to savor, or should it be savior? Yes, you'll praise him when he buys you the Hymn Parade. It's some record. The Hymn Parade. Now that's what I call tacky. Welcome back to the big sound of God Alone Knows. Well, we're all having a splendid time this morning, as usual, but for the moment, let's briefly return to the boring old subject of religion. Some items about underwear coming up soon, honest kids. Now, there are thousands of different religions in the world, you know, but the wonderful thing is that when you look closely at them, they're all basically the same. And with me now is the Reverend Terence Bland. Hello.
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 Hello. Who is from the Church of the Mildly Ecclesiastical. Also joining us is Afshin Khalid, who is an Islamic fundamentalist from the Shiite Muslim militia.
Reject your customs and I spit on your decadent clothing.
And hello to you. Now, Afshin, what is the fundamental platform of your beliefs?
We believe in the total overthrow of Western values and the worldwide domination of Islam.
The Reverend Bland?
Well, our beliefs are very similar, really. We believe in spreading the word of God and holding jumble sales.
Apologies now for Martin Brown's Guess the Weight of the Church font competition, which didn't go down too well with the church elders. Perhaps it would have been better if he hadn't chosen something that was cemented to the floor and required a mechanical digger to get it out of the church. Anyway, he's still down in Stamford Chumley, and we can rejoin him now.
There are many buildings of interest around churches. The vicarage, where the vicar lives, the rectory, where the rector lives, and the manse, where... where a man lives. Who has something to do with churches.
What is the hottest show in town? God alone knows. God alone knows.
What's the difference between
your feelings now? God alone knows. God alone knows. All of a Sunday, not a Sunday without. God alone knows. God alone knows. What do you think you never say life's all about? God alone knows. God alone knows.
Welcome back, kids. Don't touch that dial. You know, it's all very easy, isn't it, to say that religion is an esoteric ecclesiastic anachronism. But... but really, it's not that simple. I don't think we should forget that, because it's too easy to forget, isn't it? We go to church each week and pray, but we must never forget what it is we're saying in our... in Arbroath. So, what does religion mean? I don't know how many of you have asked yourself this question, because I'm not a mind reader, so there's no way I could possibly know, is there? But if you do look it up, you'll find the word religion is derived from the old English word religion, meaning religion. And I think that very neatly sums it up.
Now you don't go out Sunday morning. You got to heed the Reverend's warning. He say you got to listen to your radio. And what the reason is, God alone knows.
Well, Radio Act is really entering into the spirit of things. Some might even say the holy spirit of things. But not me. And to show how seriously we're taking it, we've commissioned a new adaptation of the New English Bible. And the person Sir Norman, our chairman, chose to tackle this enormous task was the only person who volunteered for a modest 90% of the profits, none other than Honest Ron.
Honest Ron, Honest Ron, the abbots are a con.
Hello. Now, Ron, some reviewers have criticised the new translation for straying too far from the original text.
Yeah, they have, yeah.
Yes. One cites as an example, and Jesus said, one of you shall betray me. Mm-hmm. And they all shifted nervously in their seats and cried, not me, Jesus, old son.
Yeah. Son of God, you see.
Mm. All right, well, how about your description of the nativity?
Yeah.
And there were nearby shepherds washing their flocks by night.
Yeah.
And an angel did appear unto them, saying, glory to God in heaven, and on earth peace to all men. And the shepherds were frankly gobstruck. Didn't know what to do, poor things.
Yeah, well, I mean, they must have been, mustn't they?
I mean, they may have been considerably surprised, but whether or not they were gobstruck is rather less...
it brings it to life more, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, maybe I do think you've gone rather too far with some of your Old Testament translations. And the Lord said, let there be light, and there was light. And God, you can see it for bloody miles.
No, that's just to grab people's attention at the start. Mm. So
but what about your version of the Ten Commandments, then?
Oh, yeah, what's wrong?
Thou shalt not nick.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not knock off. In either sense of the word. Thou shalt keep Sundays free. Thou shalt not be Buddhists, or any of that weird stuff. Yeah. Thou shalt not say, oh hell, oh Lord, for God's sake, and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not listen to the Beastie Boys. And thou shalt not support Arsenal.
Well, as always on God Alone Knows, we're going to finish up by reading your lovely letters. So once again, it's a chance for us to dip into our post bag. Arnold Forrester of Guildford has a timely reminder of one of the pillars of Christian wisdom.
Dear Reverend Wright, God is love, says the Bible.
And he goes on.
People who don't realise this deserve to be electrocuted and buried in unconsecrated ground.
Thank you for all your kind letters and see you all again. When? God Alone Knows.
Radio Active was performed by Helen Atkinson Wood, Angus Deaton, Jeffrey Perkins, Philip Pope, and Michael Fenton Stevens. Song by Philip Pope and Michael Fenton Stevens. The program was written by Angus Deaton and Jeffrey Perkins. The producer was David Tyler.
And now on Radio Active, the first part of Nigel Pry's new language course, Buongiorno Deutschland. Bavarian Spanish for beginners, as spoken in the foothills of the Côte d'Azur. This week, Nigel concentrates on the verb post office, as well as declining the adjective sofa and conjugating coffee stains on a tablecloth.